The Ghana Railway Workers Union has threatened to withdraw its services in the running of two of its passenger trains from the 21st of this month. The action will be in force until the sector is revamped, while the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission conclude anomalies in their salary. The General Secretary of the Railway Workers Union, Godwill Ntama, announced this at a media briefing in Accra. Joyce Jechi and Juliet Safu were there for Radio Ghana.
The threat by the Railway Workers Union will affect passengers who use train services from Accra to Nsamwem and Accra to Tema. This action by the union is to draw the government's attention to the plight of workers regarding the conditions under which they work as well as their salaries. The General Secretary of the Railway Workers Union, Godwill Ntama, said after presenting a petition to the president on the May Day parade, the union has not been engaged in any way. He has spread the frustration of members.
Workers continue to work under strenuous conditions due to absence of tools, accessories and the spare parts needed to work effectively. The tracks are in very bad state in that the wooden sleepers and ballast needed to ensure a formidable track are not available. Trackmen have to walk miles upon miles to inspect the lines and identify areas where there are faults to remedy because there are no rail cars to undertake those assignments. The various workshops are not left out with regards the absence of the spare parts. The few locomotives remaining in the system now have no spare parts to repair one at once. What is left is cannibalization and grounding of locomotives, thereby reducing the availability of locomotives.
Mr. Ntama said negotiations with the current Minister of Transport in 2012 agreed on a 25% salary increase. The Fair Wages and Salaries Commission was consequently tasked to review their salary structure. He stated that nothing has been done about the salaries so far. The General Secretary of the Union announced that laborers receive 163 Ghana cedis as their basic salaries. He expressed worry about how successive governments after the PNDC just pay lip service about revamping the sector. He said transport unions periodically review their fares to reflect current realities, but this is not so with the railway sector.
Unfortunately, what is happening now is that we charge one Ghana cedis from here to Nsawom. From Accra to Tema, we're also charging one Ghana cedis. I mean, you can just imagine buying fuel, whenever fuel is increased, we buy it at that cost. And we still, for years that we're collecting this one cedis, we are still collecting one Ghana cedis. In this competitive world, you cannot continue to charge one Ghana cedis from here to Nsawom, from Accra to Tema. It's not feasible.
A member of the union said he struggles to make ends meet with less than 200 Ghana cedis he receives monthly and how this makes it difficult to cater for his family needs.
25 good years, we're in a room. Now, it's unfair. And for now, I don't know what you're saying. I said, magic. We need 2 million. Now, And he says, yeah, no, Ukraine, and for now, if you're a dozen.
He said the plight of pensioners of the company is even worse.